おはよう、大阪。ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here. Alright, we are back with Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san. Back for lesson 3, newbie lesson
3. Yay!
Things have really started to progress along here. Chigusa, I feel that. Japanese is just exciting.
Yeah.
And there's just so much, we have just touched the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more that we cannot wait to get into. Now, in the previous two lessons, we worked on self-introductions. And last lesson, Yoshi-san, what were we talking about in our last lesson?
Japanese greetings.
Yeah. And we covered good morning, which was?
Ohayo.
And the formal version?
Ohayo gozaimasu.
And then we had good evening, which was?
Konbanwa.
And for all of you students out there studying in the afternoon, we have Chigusa-san.
Konnichiwa.
Good afternoon. So, we covered this through a Skype phone call. Now, Watanabe-sensei received a Skype call from a former student, Yamaguchi-san. Now, today, the next newbie lesson, and maybe one after that, we'll be continuing on with this Skype conversation. Now, in the last episode, they just covered the basic greetings. Just good evening and good morning. That's basically it. That's all they covered. Now we're going to work on some greetings for someone you haven't seen in a while, plus asking how someone is doing. Now these greetings will set the foundation for really interacting with Japanese people. So again, we continue on with Ms. Yamaguchi and Professor Watanabe. Here we go.
お久しぶりです。
そうですね。しばらくですね。
お元気ですか?
はい、元気ですよ。お元気ですか?
おかげさまで元気です。
One more time, slowly please.
お久しぶりです。
そうですね。しばらくですね。
お元気ですか?
はい、元気ですよ。お元気ですか?
おかげさまで元気です。
This time, Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English.
お久しぶりです。
I haven't heard from you in a long time.
そうですね。
That's right.
しばらくですね。
It's been a while.
お元気ですか?
How are you?
はい、元気ですよ。
Yes, I'm good.
お元気ですか?
How are you?
おかげさまで元気です。
Thanks to you, I'm fine. Okay, let's get a little feedback about this conversation.Yoshi-san, what do you think about this conversation? Be honest, brutally honest.
I think it's nice to ask, you know, someone how they're doing.
Is it pretty typical or is it textbook skewed?
It's typical, but it is used very often, I think.
Okay. So this conversation does work well. There are a couple pitfalls and a couple traps we want you to watch out for, but we're going to cover all that in a minute.First, what we're going to do is we're going to go over some phrases. Okay, we're going to take these phrases apart one by one, and this will help us really get an understanding of the conversation. Okay, let's take a look at the first phrase, which actually consists of our first sentence. Chigusa-san.
お久しぶりです。
Okay, here we have two elements. First, we have the お久しぶり, and then we have des, the copula, the polite form of the copula. And this means it's been a long time. Can we break it down?
お、ひ、さ、し、ぶ、り、です。お久しぶりです。
Okay, first thing we want to point out here. Here the copula is making the sentence polite. If you see a friend and you haven't seen them in a while, Yoshi-san, what would you say?
久しぶり。
Which is much more informal. And you might want to take it up one politeness notch, which would be?
お久しぶり。
Without the des. But if you're talking to your professor, you want to use the most polite form, which is?
お久しぶりです。
Now, Yoshi-san, can you just give us from the most polite to the most informal one more time? Most polite.
お久しぶりです。
It has the prefix o followed by des. Then we have second.
お久しぶり。
Just the prefix o, the polite prefix o. Finally, we have?
久しぶり。
No prefix and no polite form of the copula, des. Just 久しぶり. Now, there's one that's even more informal, and that is
久々.
This is an extremely informal way to greet someone, a really, really good friend you haven't seen in a while. So, not recommended for the classroom. Then the next set expression we have is
しばらくですね.
It's been a while. Break it down.
しばらくですね. しばらくですね.
Now, there are three elements to this phrase. The first one, しばらく, followed by です. And finally, we have the particle ね. So, three elements. しばらくですね. It's been a while. With this set phrase, is there a shorter version? Is there an abbreviation of it?
しばらく.
Again, outside the classroom, maybe with a friend, someone you're on good terms with. It's quite informal. So, しばらく. It's been a while. Okay? Then we have next phrase.
お元気ですか?
This is the Japanese equivalent of how are you? Now, what should be noted here is, with the O prefix, お元気ですか? With that prefix, this phrase is used when you haven't seen someone for a while. There's been some space, there's been some time in between the last time you spoke to that person and now. If you meet someone on a regular basis, that O, that prefix O, will be dropped. And you'll wind up with
元気ですか?
So this phrase is used for two purposes. One, if you haven't seen someone in a while, it's been a long time since the last time you spoke, and this time, it kind of adds the emphasis of how have you been, rather than how are you now at this current point in time. And there is that from last time till now nuance to it. The second case would be someone you're not on very kind of intimate terms with, someone you're not on a kind of informal speaking basis. But if it's someone on a less formal level, you could drop the O and just have 元気ですか? Which is still quite polite. This is kind of the standard. What you'll hear for, are you well? How are you? Now, most cases, you won't use the one with the prefix O. It will be 元気ですか? And this has a high level of politeness to it, even as is. Okay, now let's break down the elements of this. First we have
お元気.
The prefix O followed by
元気.
Break it down.
元気. 元気.
Now this word means vigor, lively, well, followed by
です.
The copula.
か.
And the question marking particle. So let's interpret 元気 as well. 元気. Well. Then we have R. And you is inferred. You're asking the person directly, well, are you? We reverse this into, are you well? Finally,
おかげさまで元気です.
Thanks to you, I'm fine. Okay, the first part here is a set phrase. Here we have
おかげさまで.
Literally, thanks to. But here, the you is inferred because you're speaking with the other party. So, おかげさまで. Thanks to you. Break it down.
おかげさまで. おかげさまで.
So, why don't we do some practice with 元気ですか? Because this is kind of a much more practical expression than お元気ですか? Inside your classroom, your professor may demand that you greet her with お元気ですか? Or him with お元気ですか? But if you're on more intimate terms or if it's more It's the less informal situation. You'll probably wind up using 元気ですか? So why don't we try a little with this? Okay? Let's have Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san have a how are you exchange. Here we go.
Yoshi-san, 元気ですか?
はい、元気です。 Chigusa-san, 元気ですか?
はい、元気です。
All right, very nice. Now, we're not going to give you anything except that you're doing well. Or really great. We're going to give you a few more now. Yoshi-san, can you give us some more interesting ways to say that we're doing well, to say that we're doing great, to say that everything is amazing? Chigusa-san, let's ask Yoshi-san one more time. How are you?
Yoshi-san, 元気ですか?
Hi, 絶好調です.
My favorite. I'm on top of the world. So, can we just break that down?
絶好調.
On top of the world. And if you're speaking with your professor, the whole to complete the expression is?
絶好調です。
Chigusa-san, can you just give us that pronunciation one time?
絶好調。
Notice the short pause after ze, then the long O for ko and cho. Yoshi-san, one time, nice and slow.
絶好調。
絶好調。Pause long, long. Okay? Now, this is the perfect answer to everything. So next time you're in class and your professor asks you,
元気ですか?
絶好調です。
I'm doing great. That is going to conclude this newbie lesson.
またね。
またね。
お久しぶりです。
そうですね。しばらくですね。
お元気ですか?
はい、元気ですよ。お元気ですか?
おかげさまで元気です。